we got up to the last word on Tes Vavim Beis. The way we're currently explaining the Machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, if you could learn from Rabbi Hanina's Kana Kehanim or not, is because according to Rabbi Meir, when something touches a mashke, it's only Tamei Midrabanan. So the Vlada Tumma that's in question was a Vlada Tumma Derabanan. And then you have a good Raya that a Tumma Derabanan may be burnt together with a Tumma Derayasa. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, because Rabbi Yossi is the Shitase, he holds that mashke is Mitame, other things Midrayasa. So this meat that became Tumma from a Vlada Tumma, which means that it became Tumma from this mashke, is going to be Tamei Deraisa. So all we see from Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim is once it's Tamei Deraisa, you could burn it together with something that's Tamei Deraisa, a higher level. But something that's only Tamei Derabanan, we never saw that you could burn it together with a Deraisa, and therefore Rav Chanina's Meir's Dimyan, Rav Meir's comparison to Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim is not a good Raya. So where do we see this Machlokes Rav Meir Lishitase, if mashke is metami, other things are midaraisa or not? The Tanya, because we learn in a braisa, sofik mashkin, if you have a sofik in mashkin, you have liquid that's a sofik litame, to become tame. I mean, you had liquid that was for sure tar, and then a tame stuck his hand near the liquid, and we have a sofik, did he touch it or did he not touch it? So it's a shaila of becoming tamei. Then we'll go with the normal rules of safek tumah b'rishis hayachid and so on, and we'll assume that it's tamei. L'tamei acherim. But if it's a shaila the other way around, you know the mashke was for sure tamei, and the question is, did this tamei mashke touch taharis? Then we'll say misafek it's tar. What's the difference? The difference is because mashke becoming tamei is a shaila of a deraisa. Mashke could become Tamei according to the Sheet of Midaraisa, so it's like any other Safek Tumra that will be Machmir Misafek and say that it's Tamei. Masha Enkin, that which Mashke is Mitame other things, is only Midarabana. Midaraisa Mashke cannot be Mitame other things. Therefore, when it comes to a Safek, we're Mekel and we say that it's Tar. Divrei Rav Meir, this is the Sheet of Rav Meir. V'chei Nayi Rav Elazar Oimer Kidvarov, and Rav Elazar as well said, like Rav Meir, that a Safek to become Tamei is Tamei, but a Safek, if it was Mitami something else, it would be Tar. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Lekol Tamei. Not only if there's a Safek if it became Tamei, would it be Tamei, but even if there's a Safek if the Tamei Mashkim touched something else and it passed its Tumno, it was Mitami, that other thing, it would Viter become Tamei. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds that Mashke being Mitame other things is also Midaraisa. So the same way that a Safek to become Tame will be Machmer, so to a Safek to be Mitame something else will be Machmer. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Aimrim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say, a third opinion, La'oichlin Tameim, if the Safek to be Mitame something else, it depends what the other thing, the item that it's going to be Mitame is. If it's oichlin, if it's food, and the same halakha will be true by mashkim, so then temeim. So then that oichl or that mashke that was touched by the first mashke is going to be tamei, because that is a shayla of a deraisa. Masha enkin lekelim, to be metame kelim, tehoirim, it's going to become tar. And the reason is because, like we've said many times, kelim can never become lower than a Rishon. A Kaili could be Mekabel Tumma from an Avatumma and become a Rishon. But it cannot be any lower than a Rishon. A Kaili cannot be a Shani and for sure not lower than that. So any liquid that's Tamei, which by definition the highest that a Oichol or Mashke could be is a Rishon, so obviously cannot be Mitamei a Kaili. Because if the Mashke is a Rishon, that means it's making the Kaili into a Shani, and a Kaili cannot become a Shani. That which mashke is mitame keli is only derabanan. So when it's a shayla of mashke mitame keli, that's a shayla of a derabanan. when it's so over there we're taka b'meikol. But if it's mashke touching an oichel, so then an oichel could become a sheni midaraisa. So that's taka shayla midaraisa, and it would misafik, it would be tameh. Now it comes out, we'll explain this later on, that obviously Rabbi Yehuda holds, when Rabbi Yehuda, the middle shita who said lakol tameh, obviously he meant to say that not only is a tameh, not only is a safik to be mitameh oichlin going to be tameh, but even to be mitameh kelim is going to become tameh, because he disagrees with what we just said before, that kelim cannot become tameh from a rishon l'tuma. Rather, he learns based on psukim that a kelim could become tameh from a rishon l'tuma, and therefore even a safik to be mitameh kelim is deraisa, and even that would be misafik tameh. But bottom line, what's negiah to us, Rameir clearly said a safik mashkim to be mitami other things is tar, because he holds that mashkim being mitami other things is dirabonon. Masha enke, Rabbi Yossi says, at least when it comes to mashkim mitami oichol, that's misafik tame, because that's the raisa, because the power of mashkim to be mitami other things, at least other oichlim, is the raisa. So that's the Rameir the Shitas and Rabbi Yossi the Shitas that we mentioned before. Rameir holds that mashkim cannot be mitami mit the raisa other things. Rabbi Yossi holds that yes, they could. Frag the Gemara, v'savar Rabbi Lazar, mashkin islu tumah ba'ilam. Does Rabbi Lazar hold? Because according to the brisa that we just quoted, it said v'chein on Rabbi Lazar aymer kedvarav, that Rabbi Lazar agrees to Rameir. That means that mashka cannot be mitame midaraisa, but at least becomes tame midaraisa. Frag the Gemara, is that true? V'savar Rabbi Lazar mashkin islu tumah ba'ilam, that mashka has any tumah at all, even to become tamei. Vatanya, didn't we learn in a brisa of Lazar Aimer? Ein tumah lemashkim kol ikir. Mashkim does not become tamei whatsoever. That's how we're understanding the brisa as of now. Teida, and I'll prove it to you. Sharei Heyid, Yosef ben Yehazer is trader, that Yosef ben Yehazer is trader was testified al ayil kamta dachon. There is this type of grasshopper known as the ayil kamta, and there was a shaila if this is one of the species of grasshoppers that the Torah says is kosher, is tar, or this is one of the ones that is not. So he was made about it that yes, it's dachon, it's tar, it's kosher to eat. And a second edus that he said is va mashka beis mitpachaya, the liquids that are in the basement pachayim, where they prepare the meat of the karbanis, dachon, that they are also tar. So what does it mean that they're tar? It means if tumas deraisa on liquid, so Chazal can't go and be meiko and say that we're not gozer of the liquids of the Beis HaMikdash. You can't take away a tumah deraisa. Teretz is tumah of liquids is only according to this the rabbanon, and since it's the rabbanon, so they were gozer on regular liquids, but on the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash they weren't gozer. So what do we see? We see that there's no tumah for liquids, for sure not midaraisa, and even midarabbanon they weren't gozer. So says the Gemara, Ha Nicha L'Shmuel. The liquid that's there means, we'll see soon, later on in the Gemara, which liquids we're talking about. But Pashta is the simplest pshat, is it means the dam that comes out of the carbon, and the water that you use to wash the Evarim, both of those liquids are not Mekabel Tumah.
Where was the Tumah?
In case there's Tumah there, let's say there was a Sheretz there, or something like that. So these liquids are not makabel tumah. So the Gemara says, "Hanicha l'Shmuel." So it's good according to Shmuel. The Amar Dachem in the Tamechim. There's going to be a machlokes later on when we discuss this edus of Rabbi Yosef ben Yehazer. When Chazal were not misakin tumah, mashke beis mitochayah. What does it mean they weren't misakin tumah? So Shmuel says that they weren't misakin tumah means they weren't misakin that it could be mitame something else. Of course, it itself will be tame, just that it can't spread its tumah. It can't be mitame something else. So according to that shita, the amar dachem mitamechem, that it's only tar from being mitame something else. But it itself will be tamei shaper, so then it's very good. Meaning that which he was made, that it doesn't have a tumah, just means it can't be mitame something else. because that's Taka de Rabbanon, and in Meilam, the Mashem Beis Mitochai, we weren't Geyser. But Tumas Atzmai, the fact that it itself could contract him or could become Tamei, that it has, because that's Taka Midaraisa. So if that's the case, Rabbi Loza is very good. And a Hanami. That's Mamash what Rabbi Loza was saying before. Tumas that's what it has, because that's the Raisa. Masha Egemi Mitame, other things, according to Rabbi Loza, that's Taka de Rabbana. Now, we just have to speak out, according to that, that which Rabbi Loza's Lashon was, Ein Tumah L'Mashkin Kol Iker, which sounds like there's no Tumah at all, both not to be Mitame, and even not to become Tame. You'll have to say, according to this pshat, that's not what it means, Kol Iker. He means it doesn't have Tumah at all as far as being Mitame is concerned. So what's he stressing by saying Kol Iker? What he meant to stress was as follows, because we had a machlokes before, if it could be mitame oichlin or even kalim misafik. So he says ein lam tuma midaraisa at all. Not only for kalim is it not mitame midaraisa, but even for oichlin or mashkim, it's not mitame midaraisa. So that's all according to Shmuel. El Rav, but according to Rav, the Amar Dacha Mamish, who says that when Rabbi Yosef ben Yehezer said that mashke beis mitzvachai is tar, it meant to say it's tar across the board. Not only is it not mitame, but it doesn't even become tame. That means even becoming tame is only midrabanan and not midraisa. Otherwise, again, Chazal wouldn't have the koyach to be mitar mashke of the base mitbuchaya. If that's the case, and Rebbe Lozer was the one who said this aid is over, so obviously Rebbe Lozer holds that even to become tame is only midrabanan. So, Mike Lemaimer, so how are you going to reconcile the theory in the two Rebbe Lozers before Rebbe Lozer agreed to a mayor that a Suffolk Mashke to become Tami is Tami because it has a Tami Midaraisa? So Amar Nachman by Yitzhak Achada, when the Brisa says V'chein Hoya Rebbe Lozer Omer Kedvarov, it doesn't mean to say that he totally holds like a mayor. He holds like a mayor, and the Gabi, one of the two things that Remeir said. Remeir said two things: a Suffolk Mashke to become Tami is Tami, and to be mitame other things is tar. So Rabbi Lozer Omer Kedvarov on the second thing, that a suffolk mashke to be mitame other things would be tar. But he and Echanami, he disagrees with the first one, that a suffolk mashke to become tame would be tame. Frankly, more, how could that be? How could Dvarov come? It's the Braise says, Rabbi Lozer says Kedvarov Loshen Rabim. It's mashke the two things that Remeir said, and Rabbi Lozer agrees to both of them. The Nefishi Loshen Rabim. Ve'oid, and furthermore, another kasha of Avachin Katani. It says v'chein hayu Rabbi Lozer Omer Kedvarov. So the lashon of v'chein is mashmash that they're mamash the same. The same way that Remeir said this, so too Rabbi Lozer said this. So how can you say that Rabbi Lozer only agrees to Remeir with regard to the suffik tumah to be metame, but not regarding suffik tumah to become tame? Says the Gemara kasha gufa. Rav Omer Dachan mamash u'Shmuel Omer Dachan min tame tumah sacher. That which Rabbi Yosi ben Yehezer was made, that the mashka, base mitbachaya, is tar, Rav says that it means it's tar totally, and it doesn't even become tummy. Shmuel says that it's only tar as far as passing on its tummy to something else, but it itself, but it itself would become tummy. Rav Amadaka Mamish, so the Gemara explains, Rav says that it's totally tar, because Savar Tumas Mashkin Derabbanon, because that which mashke is even mekabel tuma is only midrabanan, and the chi gozri rabanan b'mashke d'alma. When would rabanan gozri that mashke could become tuma? That's regular mashke that's not in the base of mikdash. However, mashke basement pachayim like gozri, but on the mashke of the basement pachayim that's in the base of mikdash, that they were not gozri. Ushmul amar no, ndacham min tamei acher. It's only tar that it can't be mitamei other things. Avot tumas atzmi yesh lahem, but it itself does become tamei. Why? Kasava Tumas Mashkin Atzman Deraisa. He holds like the Shita that we said before, that Tumas Mashke to become Tame is Midaraisa, so that obviously Chazal didn't have a Kayach to take away just because it's in the base of Mikdash. However, Latame Achir and Derabanan, that which Mashke has the Kayach to pass on the Tumah and be Mitame something else, that is the Rabbanon. Therefore, in that second step, the Chigaz Rabbanon, that which Rabbanon were greater than Mashke could be Mitame. B'mashkin d'alma, that was only by regular mashke. B'mashkin beis mitzvachaya, like us, but of the mashke beis mitzvachaya, they were never going to that second step that it could be mitame, and therefore it's only tame, but it doesn't pass on its tumah to something else. Like the Gemara speaks out, that which Rabbanon were in Geyser about it, is only the part that's the Rabbanon, which is being metame something else. But it itself is tame.
What's the hesper of why the Rabbanon were not Geyser in the Mikdash? Is something like Shvos? Is there a reason?
It sounds like more like they were trying to save. They don't want to spread tum in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't want to be metame kachim for no reason, or just for chumris. So therefore, they weren't geyser over there in order not to spread tum in the Beis HaMikdash.
What was the reason that they were geyser outside of the Beis HaMikdash? What was the is there a hesper why they were mishakin it?
Why they were mistaken in other places? I don't know offhand, but I would say because there are certain mashkim that are tamid deraisa, meaning let's say the mashkim that comes out of a zava and a zava, maybe that's why they were goyzer, or maybe once mashkes machshir you, they were goyzer tuma atu hesha. I'm not sure why they were goyzer everywhere else. But what's more interesting is I got a good shot in this over here. It seems that they weren't goyzer in order not to spread tuma in the base of mikdash. And in other areas, and we'll even have that later on in the sugya, that we find Adarab, there was even chumras of Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. So which way do we go? Do we say that we don't want to spread Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, or Adarab, we're even more machmer in the Beis HaMikdash? Okay, but we'll see soon. We didn't yet translate how far Beis HaMikdash goes. What are you saying, Lee?
I'm saying that could be Shad and Rachel Yisrael and Shmuel. It could be that's why Shmuel holds that it's only because there's no Tumah at all. There they were in Geyser, but when there's existing Tumah,
maybe they were Geyser more.
Shash of Tumah that rises, they're Geyser, but they're not going to start a brand new Tumah.
Okay, maybe.
So there's no reason for it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that at least will help, like one month number. Yeah, maybe. So says the Gemara. Amale Rav Huna Bar Chinin Lebrei. Rav Huna Bar Chinin said to his son, Ki Ayis Lakamei Rav Papa. When you go to Rav Papa, Ramilei, ask him the following stira. Mi Amar Shmuel Dacha Minatame Achirim Avotumas Asmi Yesh Lahem. Did Shmuel say that it's only tar from being metame other things? However, it itself has tuma. If that's the case, how could that be? Kari Khan, we should say the following pasuk. This is a pasuk referring to basar of kachim, and the pasuk says, "Habasar asher yiga b'chol tamei." Any meat that touches anything that's tamei of kachim, then lo yoichol, that meat of kachim cannot be eaten. Now, if mashke even has tumas atzmai, that it itself could become tamei, so then it's called tamei. I mean, what would be the source that mashke becomes tamei? Because we're going to have a pasuk later on, the Pesukim Parsha Shmini, that discuss Tumah, it says, V'chol mashka asher yishtase v'chol kli yitma. So, we'll have to see what the man number that mashka cannot become Tumah, how does he translate the pasuk. But if you hold that mashka could become Tumah, it's because you're learning it from this pasuk. That any mashka, that any liquid that's drunk in any keli, comes Tumah from touching a sheretz. If that's the case, the Torah said beferish that the liquid that touched the sheretz is tameh. So if that's the case, this other pasuk that says any basar of kachim that touches anything that becomes tameh cannot be eaten, that means obviously a liquid has a kayak to be metameh at least, even if you don't want to say it can't be metameh chulin, but at least kachim it could be metameh midaraisa. Because anything that was labeled as tameh automatically passes basar of kachim. Rav Shisha Bereid Rav Idi said, no, that's not necessarily true. Midi da'ava Ravi B'Kaydish. Because we'll say that this liquid is just like a Ravi B'Kaydish. A Ravi B'Kaydish is also Tamei. Because we know that, like we said many times, Chulin can go up to a Sheni, Chuma can go up to a Shlichi, when Kachim goes even up to a Ravi. So a Ravi B'Kaydish is Tamei. And nonetheless, if that Ravi B'Kaydish touches another piece of Kachim, that second piece of Kachim is not Tameh. And we don't say the Pasuk of Abbasar Asher Yigabachol Tameh, Lo Yeyachel. So who are then over here, even though this liquid is Tameh Midaraisa, nonetheless, it's not going to be Metameh midaraisa, that piece of kashrim, because we won't have to say v'abasar sheyiga b'chotame yitma. Therefore, we could still say that the koyach to be mitame other things is only the rabbanon, and they weren't geyser in the mikdash. Maskil for Ravashi, and that Ravashi asks, Ravi b'kodesh le'ikri tame. There's a big difference. Ravi b'kodesh, the Torah never said anywhere that it's called tame. We just know that it's tamei from a kal v'chomer, like the Gemara is going to explain later on in our sugya, and therefore, like we said before, in the beginning of our sugya, it doesn't really even have the label of tamei. Rather, it has the label of pasul. So it never got the name tamei, and therefore, pasul that touches it doesn't become tamei because it doesn't fit the rules of the criteria of the pasuk. Pasul that touched tamei, it didn't touch tamei. This thing reviv b'kodesh was never labeled as tamei. Whereas high,
now lashon of pasul is a deraisa lashon. I thought there was the rabbanon.
So the lashon of pasul is the rabbanon lashon, but on the other hand, that which it's not called tamei is deraisa. We don't find any pasuk in the Torah that ever labeled it as tamei. We just have a kal v'chomer that you can't eat it.
But it still is tamei in terms of like you can't bring it up onto the mizbeach, right?
Yes, but since the Torah never called it,
give over its tumah. But yeah, it's not tamei.
But at the end of the day, since the Torah never called it tamei, so therefore it doesn't that which the Torah says abasa yashir yiga b'chol tamei lo yeyachol doesn't apply to it because that pasuk is talking about things that the Torah labeled as tamei, not things that we just know from a kal v'chomer you can't eat.
So Ravi is only meant a Kavachayim.
Right. There's no pasuk that says that there's such a thing as a Ravi B'kodesh. We only know it like we're going to learn later on in our sugya from a Kavachayim. Therefore, it was never labeled by the Torah as Tamei. Whereas high, this Mashke Ikri Tamei, like the pasuk that we quoted before, it says Yitma, that the Mashke is Tamei. That means the Torah labeled it as Tamei. Once that they're labeled it as tamei, so then going back to the other pasuk, basa ashiyiga b'chol tamei lo yeyachol. Any kashrim that touches anything that they're labeled as tamei is lo yeyachol. So we're back to our kasha. This mashka should have to be mitame at least kashrim midaraisa. So how could you say mashka b'chai is tar that it doesn't pass off its tuma because passing off its tuma is only the rabbanon? At least by kashrim it should be midaraisa. Says the Gemara kasha. Toshima. This pasuk that we quoted before, any liquid that's found in any that's normally drunk in any keli, if a sheretz touches it, yitma, it becomes tame. So bishlama like Shmuel, at least tumas atzma it has. So yitma means not necessarily that it has to pass on its tumah to something else, but at least it itself will be tame. But according to Rav, that even tumas atzma he doesn't have. How is he going to explain this pasuk? This seems to be a beferish pasuk in the Torah that liquid could be makabel tumah midaraisa. So the Gemara says, no, my yitma hichshir. When the pasuk says that the liquid is yitma, doesn't mean like we normally translate that it itself becomes tameh. It means to say that liquid that is used, that is drunk and normally drunk in a keli, has the power to be machshir the food, which the end of the pasuk is speaking about, and therefore that gives the ability for that food to become tummy when the sheretz touches it. Frakti Gemara Hichshir, if it's talking about hechshir, mireshit akros shamitlei, we already know that from earlier in the pasuk. Because it says mikol ha'ichol asher yechol, any food that's eaten, and then the pasuk continues and says asher yevo la'mayim, that water touched it. So why does the pasuk have to say hechsher twice, once in the beginning of the pasuk and once again over here, according to Rav, mikol mashke asher yishasa mikol kli, which is talking about hechsher. So the Gemara says chab betlushim v'chab bechubarim. The reason why the Torah mentions hechsher twice is because one, to tell us that mayim that is tlushim, that is detached from the ground, could be machshir food lekabel tuma, and the other one is to tell us that water that's attached to the ground could be machshir to be mekabel tuma. Utzrichi, and you need to mention both. The iash minim tlushim, had it only said that tlushim is able to be machshir lekabel tuma mishum dachshavinu, because the fact that you put it into a keli because you want to drink it, or you want to use it for some things, you are machshav it. Now that you are machshav it, it's chashav to be machshav something the kabel tumah. So that would be the pasuk of kol mashka asher yishasa b'chol kli. It's already tolish, it's already inside a keli. So then it has the kayach to be machshav. I will be mechubarim, but liquid that's in the ground that you didn't indicate in any way that you're being machshav it, emaloi. Maybe that one it doesn't have the kayach to be machshav. So that's why you have to say the pasuk of mechubarim. The itan of mechubarim, have we only said the pasuk of mechubarim? So then I would say the opposite. Mishum dekayim v'detayu chashivi. Since they're in its natural place, therefore it's more chashiv, and that's why it has the koyach to be machshir. Avot tlushim, but once you are toilish it, once you detach it from its natural place, so now maybe emaloi, maybe now it loses its chashivos, and it can't be machshir. So tricky, that's why we have to have two psukim that mention hechshir. Toshima, Ach mayun ubar mikve mayim yetar. The pasuk says that even though we know that mashke could become tame, pashtis, nonetheless, if it's a mayun, if it's a spring or bar mikve mayim or a bar of gathered water that's sitting there naturally, yetar. So then that water is tar. That water is not mekabel tumah. So it's mashma, dafka, water like a spring, or water that gathered in the ground, that water is not mekabel tumah, which implies that other water is yes mekabel tumah. Because if other water is, if mashke is never mekabel tumah, so why do you have to tell us that a mayan is tar and a mikveh is tar? Of course they're tar. No liquid is ever mekabel tumah. So again, it's a kashan rav who says that liquid is tar. So says the Gemara, "Ma yetar mitu masi." When we say over here, "Ach mayon bar mikra mayim yetar," it doesn't mean to say that the mayon or the mikra is not mekabel tumah. If you put a sheretz into the mayon or you put a sheretz into the mikra, the water remains tar. That's not what the pasuk is coming to say. Rather, it's coming to say, like we know that a mayon and a mikra is metar the person or the keli that is toivel in there, and that's what it means. Yetar means the person or the keli that goes into the mayon or goes into the bar mikra mayim will become tar from the tumah that he has. Fracti gemara tchlusha mimachshirin. Is this so? Like we said before, that liquid that's talush is mashal the kabel tumah. That's how we explain the two psukim. One's coming to say that mashka that's mechubar is machshir, and the other one's coming to say that mashka that's talush is machshir. The Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, didn't Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina say mashka based mitzvachaya? This mashka based mitzvachaya that we discussed before. So far we have two shitas of how far they were metaret. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina has a third shita, and he takes it a step further. Loi dayan, not only shehein dachar that they themselves are tar, ela shehein machshir, and they're not even machshir other things like kabel tumah. Now, how can they take away a hechshir? Bishlam tumah, we say, because liquid doesn't have tumah deraisa. So since midaraisa it's tar anyway, so midrabanan they weren't geyser. But hechshir, that's a deraisa. So how could they take away a hechshir? Must be that we're talking about mashke talush, and mashke talush is talking not machshir midaraisa. Only machshir mechubar is machshir midaraisa. So therefore, since mashketolos is only midarabanan, they have the right to take away even the hechsher of the mashka of beis mitmachaya. So it's a kasha on what we said before. Says the Gemara, Tirgama aldam, that which we say mashka beis mitmachaya is not machshir. We weren't talking about all liquids that were in the beis mitmachayim. Rather, we were only talking about the blood that was there. The water that was there, and a chanami, that water which is talish is taka masha, because that's taka midaraisa. Which, according to Rabbi Yosef Chanina, is not masha, is going to be the dam. Why is the dam any different? Why is the dam not masha? Because that, like we're going to see in a moment, is going to be exeris akosuv. That the dam of karbonis is not masha. But anachanami, any other liquid, is hakamashu, because that's midaraisa. Now, before we go right there, I just want to speak out that which we're trying to say, that which we're being mechalik over here, at least according to one shita, that there, or according to everybody else, that there's a havamin to mechalik between mashke that's tolish and mashke that's mechubar, that's only true by water, where we, like we said before, there could be a difference in svar between tolish and mechubar. By the other six mashkim, it's a double pashut that even when they're tolish, they're mashke, because adarabah, the ikar of those mashkim exist only betolish. Our discussion is only by water. The Omer of Chiyah Bar Abba Omer of Yechon. Where do we see that Mashke, the dam of Karbonis is not Mashir? Because Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba said the name of Yechon, and Minayim the dam Kodshim Shein Mashir. How do you know that the dam of the Kodshim, the blood that comes out of the Karbonis, is not Mashir? Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Ala Oretz Tishpochenu Kamoyim. How do we know that Mashke is a liquid Bechlau? Because we learn it from this Pasuk, Ala Oretz Tishpochenu Kamoyim, the Torah compares the dam of the Shechita to Mayim. So we darshin, damshin nishpaka mayim, water that you're able to spill freely, just like you spill water, mashir. So that dam is compared to water, and that dam could be mashir. However, damshin nishpaka mayim, the blood of karbonis, which is not nishpaka mayim, because you need to be makabel for zrika, you can't just spill it freely on the floor. So that dam is ain't a mashir, it's not compared to water, and therefore it's not mashir. So since we derive it's not mashir, so that's why you could say it's different. Not because water, because dam minas dam is not mashir, just because of this gzeres hakosuv that dam kachim is different than any other dam. Maskiv lo Reb Shmuel bar Idi, frekt Reb Shmuel bar Idi, hare dam atamsis the nishbaka mayim. There's dam atamsis. So there's a machlokes in Rishonim exactly what the nature of this dam atamsis is, but the bottom line is that it's not dama nefesh. I mean, when you shech, there's blood that comes out that's considered dama nefesh, the lifeblood of the animal, and that blood is kosher for zrika. But then there's also blood that comes out that's not dama nefesh. And that dam, which is called dama tamsis, so to say, it's like squeezed out of the animal, but it's not, it's lifeblood. So that blood is not kosher for zrika. Since it's not kosher for zrika, that blood is nishpach kamayim. There's no reason why it can't be spilled freely on the floor like water. You don't need that blood for zrika. And nonetheless, ain't a masher. Nonetheless, it's not masher lekabel tumah. Now, if the rule is the only reason why dam kachim is not masher lekabel tumah is only because of this gzeres hakosuv of dam she nishpach kamayim, so the dam tamsis at least should it have to be masher. So how can we say all the dam in the base of Mitpachayim is not masher, even the dam tamsis?
What do they do with that dam?
Let it
throw it out?
Yeah. And let it get absorbed into the floor.
Be brought up and burnt on the Mizbeach?
No.
Like with the Avarim?
No. But first of all, by most Karbanos, not all, only the Chalom that go on the Mizbeach, not all the Avarim, and even by an Oila,
right,
it's only the meat that has to go on the Mizbeach. It's not the liquids that come out of it. As long as they're inside, you don't squeeze them out. But once they separate, there's no chiyuv to bring them on the Mizbeach. Right, but the dama tamsis is not so much, right? Yeah, it's a small amount compared to the rest. Yeah. So Amar Abzera, Hanach l'dam tamsis. Don't ask from dam tamsis. Leave dam tamsis alone. Because even by chulin, it's not machshir. Meaning dam tamsis is not considered a mashka bechlal, even as far as chulin is concerned. And since that's the case, so you're right. So it doesn't have to fall under the new gzeres hakosuv that dam kachim is not machshir. Because this was never a mashkin at all. There's no havim in it to say that it's machshir. So the reason why it's not machshir by kachim is because it's never machshir dam tamsis. Kibla minei Reb Shmuel bar Ami. Reb Shmuel bar Ami was mekabel to explain. He was mekabel from him the explanation. How do you know that dam tamsis is never machshir, even by chulin? The Amar Rachmana, because the Torah says in the parsha of Re'eh, when it talks about the Isurim of Achilas Dam, it says, Rach Chazak, you should strengthen yourself, Levilti Achoyel Adam, not to eat blood, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, because Adam is considered the Nefesh. So that tells us, Dam Sha Nefesh Yotze Bei Kor Adam, Dam that the Nefesh leaves when the Dam leaves, I mean, Dam that's considered Dam HaNefesh, that Dam is considered Dam that has a Isser of Achilas Dam, like this Pasuk says, and within it's called Dam Lagabi, the other things, that it's Kosher for Zrika, that it's Mashal Lekabel Tumah, and then the other Halacha, that's Negea for Dam. Whereas Dam She'ein HaNefesh Yotze Bei, Dam that's not Dam HaNefesh, Enikar Dam is not called Dam in the first place. Since it's not called Dam in the first place, it's not a Mashke. Since it's not a mashke, so it, even by chulin, it's not makabel, it's not mashal lekabel tumah. Toshima, dam shenitma, you have dam that became of a carbon that became tamei, v'zarkoi, and without and the kohen nonetheless, even though he wasn't supposed to, he did zrika on the mizbeach with his dam. So b'shaygeg, if it was b'shaygeg hurtza, then the carbon is nonetheless kosher. And this is because one of the begadim that the kohen gadol wore was the tzitz, and the Torah tells us that the tzitz is miratza on karbonis. That means the tzitz makes a carbon that should have otherwise been pasul. The tzitz is, makes it get accepted as if it was kosher. So as long as it was done b'shaygeg, it's hurtza. However, b'mezid loy hurtza. If it was done b'mezid, then the carbon is not accepted. Now Rashi explains over here that midaraisa, there's no chiluk between shaygeg and mezid. That means midaraisa, avada, the carbon was accepted. What it means to say is, and this is coming from a Gemara in Yevamos, that midrabbanan, they say that the carbon is no good if it was done b'mezid. Now,
but then wouldn't you be bringing the kulam b'atzar?
Right. So now that means obviously it can't mean the Gemara in Yevamos says to bring another carbon because that's kulam b'atzar. What it means layhortza is that we treat this carbon as if it's possible and the kohanim cannot eat it or the bayil, depending what type of carbon it is. But Enechanami, as far as the owner bringing another carbon, he wouldn't be able to bring another carbon because it would be a shayla of Chulin Bazar. So, but bottom line, obviously the dam becomes Tameh. Because if dam doesn't become Tameh, so what's the shayla? The dam that's Tameh, if you did a zrika to it, is it Hurtza, is it Loyurtza? The dam is not Tameh in the first place. Midaraisa. So says the Gemara.
Do we say this by other psulim, like Pigul? I'm saying, do we say this by other psulim?
No, this is a. We're going to get to a Bryce that's going to explain this later on. This is a din only by Tum, not by any other psul. So the Gemara answers midirabbanon, that which we say that the dam that became tamei and you did a zrika to it, and the chenami, this whole concept is only midirabbanon. Midiraisa, dam can never become tamei. Ritzia tzitz that the Torah spoke about is when the basar became tamei or when the chelav became tamei. When the dam became tamei, you don't need midiraisa ritzia tzitz because the blood is not tamei in the first place. So over here we're talking about blood that was tamei only on the zirabbanon level. And obviously, to say that Tamei Midrabanan, that's not like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehezer Yisrael, because he said that Mashke Beis Mitochai, they were never Geizer Tumah. Obviously, this time holds that yes, they were Geizer on Tumah in the Mashke Beis Mitochai, the same way they were Geizer Tumah on Mashke Ba'alma. And so that's shot in his vice, the dam that became Tamei B'Shoigeg needs to come out to Hurtza because it's Tamei Midrabanan, at least on the Rabbanan level, without which it sits, it wouldn't be accepted.
No, but then now it's got, you can't say that the tzitz is given Meratza on a Rabbanan.
Why not?
It's kosher, it's kosher. Because Midrabanan, there was no problem.
Right, so Midrabanan is kosher, so Midrabanan. Meaning the same thing that we said before by Mazid, right, that Rabbanan made it ki'il that the tzitz was not Meratza? Even though midiraisa was meratza by mezid, so the same thing by Thomas Mashke. Even though midiraisa it's meratza, it doesn't even need ritzui. But the rabbanim made it ki'ilu that you need to come out to ritzui because ki'ilu it's tamei, and they play with the regular rules of tuma. So they made it ki'ilu b'shaygi that it's meratza and b'mezid that it's not meratza. And
why do they need to do that? Why can't they just be? If you said all it was for the kan to eat it or the bam to eat it, just ask them from eating it. What do you have to go come out to say that the tzitz is meratza and therefore you are able to eat it, and other places you can't? Like, what do you have to?
Because once Rabbanan make takanas, the Rabbanan always pattern things. They don't just make abstract takanas. They give things a framework, and many times it's patterned after the rises. So once they were mistaken Tuma de Rabbanan, so it has to play with the regular rules of Tuma. And Tuma Karbanas, we know, are not kosher. But since there is something called Ritzitzitz, so we could say that even though it's Tuma, it's patterned, we call it ritzui because it's patterned off of that this is a type of tumah that doesn't affect the validity of the carbon, just like we know that the Raisin Tikkun Tumah has that concept.
Sounds very funny to me. Because I understand what you're saying, it's got a mirror. But I'm saying it's not, there is no tzitz going on.
Yeah.
Getting involved over here because it's 100% kosher with the Raisin.
Yeah, 100%. Midrabanan, we're treating it as if it has mitzvot.
Right, but the only nafkamina over here is the chilul lebayalim or chilul kahanim.
And
after that, when
you
have other things, you have pigul, you have other things that just become usher.
Right.
To, you know.
But okay, but that's basically bottom line what it means. And achanami. Okay, so toshima. Alma tzitz miratza, and what is the tzitz miratza? Al adam, on the blood, like we said before, that if the blood was tamei and it had a zrika of the tzitz miratza, v'al abasa v'achelev, and who adin, it's miratza on the basar and it's miratza on the chelev. Now, what do you need? Now, let's just speak out. When even if the tzitz miratza on the basar and the chelev, obviously the basar and the chelev is tamei. You're not allowed, the kohen or the Yisrael is not allowed to eat that basar, and who adin, the chelev is not allowed to be burnt on the mizbeach. So what does it mean that the tzitz is miratza? Because there's a shita, which is the shita of Yeshua, that if there's no basar and there's no chelev, then the whole carbon is possible, you can't do a zrika. So tzitz miratza is coming to say that if there is basar here, or there is chelev here, it's just tameh, that's enough to be considered it's here. It's not like it became lost, or it became nicer, where you, or some other psul, where there's no longer basar, no longer chelev, and therefore you can't do zrika. The tzitz is miratza to make it as if the basar and the chelev exist, that you could still do a zrika. Shenitma. So again, the tzitz is miratza on either the dam, the basar, or the chelev that became tamei, bein b'shagi, bein b'mezid, whether it was b'shagi, whether it was b'mezid, bein b'aynis, whether it happened by Ines, Bein Beratzen, or whether it happened Beratzen, whether it happened willingly, Bein Beyachid, and this is whether it's a carbon Yachid, Bein Betzibur, whether it's a carbon Tzibur. So before we go any further, we have a steer over here. This Mishnah seems to say that the Tzitz Melatza, whether it's a Shagig or whether it's a Mezid, and the previous one that we quoted said that Dam is only Melatza, the Tzitz is only Melatza, B'Shagig, and not B'Mezid. So this steer the Gemara in Gittin asks, and the Gemara says two terutzim. Or the Gemara later on in Pesachim as well. And the Gemara says two terutzim. One Manda Amar says that if it became Tomei, B'shoigig it's Meratza, and B'mezid it's not Meratza. And the other one that says whether it was Shoigig or whether B'mezid means whether the Kohen who did the Zrika B'shoigig, meaning he didn't realize that it was Tomei, or whether he did the Zrika B'mezid means he knew it was Tameh and nonetheless he did the Zrika, as long as it became Tameh B'shoigig, so even if the Zrika itself was Tameh B'mezid, it's Meratza. The other one says the exact opposite. That which we say B'shoigig is Meratza, B'mezid is not Meratza, is on the Mice Zrika. That which we said B'shoigig B'mezid is how it became Tameh. But either way, bottom line is, it says over here again that Dam needs to come onto Ritzitzitz. That means obviously Dam could become Tamei. Otherwise, if it's not Tamei, it doesn't need Ritzitzitz. So again, the Gemara gives the same terrors, Midrabanon. This is again, that which we said that Tzitz Meratza on Dam is only Midrabanon. And even Midrabanon, why does it have Tumah? Don't we know before, Masha Reisim Mipachaya, since it's Tar Midaraisa, they weren't even going to Midrabanon. Teretz is like Ben Yezis trader. Again, this is going out like Rabbi Yisrael Ben Ezra, and he holds there was never a takana that Masha Vayis Mitzvachai is Torah. Toshima, v'nosa arin es avoyna kodshim. This is the pasuk of Ritzui Tzitz. The pasuk says when Aaron Hakayin, the Kohen Gadol, wears the tzitz, he will lift off the avoyn, the avera of the kodshim. V'chi eza avoyn hu noise. Which avera does the tzitz rectify? Does the tzitz take care of? Im avin pigo, if you want to say that it takes care of pigo, which normally pigo means chutz lizmanei, that you shat it with a machshava of chutz lizmanei, but over here we're going to go with that pshat. There's a machlokes rishonim how to translate over here, but we're going to go with the pshat that Rashi likes, that the pigo of our Gemara refers to chutz lizmanei, because in the psukim, is also referred to as pigo. That means you shech the carbon and had in mind to either do the avoidos or to eat it in the wrong place. So maybe the tzitz is meratza on that psul. It can't be because I like kara nemar lo yeratza. It says with regard to the psul of pigo lo yeratza. That means no matter what, it's not going to have reached it. The tzitz is not going to rectify it. im oven noiser, and elamai, it's the oven of noiser, which again, Rashi is going to translate, it doesn't mean literally noiser, because the fact that you left the carbon over 2 days later is obviously not going to retroactively passel the carbon. Once the carbon's kosher, the carbon's kosher. So rather it means a machshava of noiser, which is the classic pigel, that you had a machshava to eat it in the wrong time frame after it already became noiser. That's the classic pigel, so maybe the tzitzis meratza on that psul. Harei kvar nemar lo yechoshev. It already says with regard to the psul of pigel, lo yechoshev. Again, it cannot be counted. That means no matter what, the tzitzis is not going to rectify it. It will not ever be accepted. So ha, it comes out, and you know, you see that the tzitzis only takes care of ela oven tuma, the avera of tuma. Why is tuma different? Why did the Torah say that the tzitzis could rectify the oven and tuma and not any other psul, not the psul of pigel, not the psul of chutzim kaimai? Because we see that Tumah is anyway a weaker psul, a lesser psul, because there are exceptions to the rule. Sometimes we're matu Tumah, for example, Betzibur. We know that the rule is Tumah Hutra Betzibur. So since it's a psul that we sometimes make exceptions to that rule, so that psul is a lesser psul. So even in the case that it's not an exception, b'dievet, if it was done, if the tzitz is there, the tzitz could be miratzeh. Masha Enkein, other psulim that never have exceptions, so then the tzitz is not meratze. My lav tumas dam. So what's this pasuk talking about? Isn't it talking about the tumah of the blood? And now this is a pasuk in the Torah. So you can't say that it's talking about midrabanan. So obviously, if the tzitz is meratze on the dam, midaraisa, that means obviously dam has tumah midaraisa. Again, akashan rav. Amar papa loy tumas k'matzim. Who said it's talking about when the dam was brought on the Mizbeach? Maybe it was talking about by a mincha when the kmitza was brought on the Mizbeach. That taka tamim midaraisa. So the tzitz is meratza on the part that goes on the Mizbeach when it's flour. But anachanami, the part that goes on the Mizbeach is dam, you don't need tzitz because midaraisa, according to Rav, it's tar regardless. Toshema, this is a pasuk in Chagai. In the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, he was testing the Kahanim to see if they had a long break during the Galus, and if they still remembered the halachas of Tumah and Tahara, if they knew what they were doing. So he asked him, "Heim yisa ish basar kodesh v'knaf bigdai." If a person carries basar kodesh, now over here kodesh does not mean that it was kachim, but rather it means that it's tameh, it's a sheretz. Because the lashon of kodesh just means that it's separated. So separated could be the kedusha, or it could be the exact opposite. It's separated the tumah. Just like we know that a zayna in the Torah is called kedusha because she's separated. She's designated for znus. So hein yisaish b'sar kodesh. If a person carries a sheretz b'knaf bigdai in his clothing, in his baggage, v'naga b'knaf, and then he touched with his knaf, which as of now we're understanding means that which he touched the sheretz that's in the fold of his beged, he touched it ela lechem to bread, vela nazid or to a cooked dish, vela yayin to wine, vela shem into oil. So again, the way we'll understand as of now, the Gemara is going to discuss this at length later on, but the way we'll understand now that he asked him that it was a chain of events. The sheretz touched the lechem, it means the lechem's a rishon, the lechem touched the nazid, so the nazid's a sheni, the nazid touched the yayin, the yayin's a shlishi, and then the yayin touched the shemen, which is a revi, vel komashke, Michael, or instead of Shemit was any other Michael, Hayikdash, will it become Tamei? Vayanu HaKayanim, Vayayimru Loi, and the Kayanim said, no, it will not become Tamei. V'omer Rav, and Rav said, Yishtavish Kayani, the Kayanim made a mistake, because yes, a Revi B'Kaydash is Tamei. Now, what do you mean it is Tamei? Over here, we're talking about Yain and Shemin, the Shlishi and the Revi. Now, according to Yain and Shemin, is Takanat Tamei. Mashkev Ezmit V'Chai is Tar. So why were the Kehanim mistaken? After the Gemara, who's the one who says that Mashke Beis Mitzchai is Tar, totally, it doesn't even become Tamei? Rav. So this is a Kashan Rav. Teretz is, Rav, Mashke Beis Mitzchai Tani, Ava Mashke Beis Mitzchai Mitami. Means, we're going to have a Machlekes later on, how far does Mashke Beis Mitzchai go? Rav, Shita is, Mashke Beis Mitzchai is only the ones that have to do with the meat. The Beis HaTabachim, which is water and dam, is tar. But water, the other liquids that are brought on the mitbachai, on the mizbeach, Those are takatame. So yain and shemen could be tame midrabanan. And that which Chagai asked him wasn't midaraisa, he asked them about the halachas of the rabanan, and they were making a mistake because they said it's tar legamri, and at least midrabanan it should be mekabel tumah. Okay.